News release. Michigan Department of Natural Resources. With cold temperatures becoming more consistent throughout the state, more people are enjoying ice fishing, skating, hockey, and other outdoor adventures. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources, DNR, urges everyone to have fun but always use caution when venturing onto or near ice. Even during consistent cold stretches, pressure cracks in the ice can develop within hours, said Lieutenant Skip Hagee, DNR law enforcement supervisor in Newberry. There is no such thing as safe ice. Always check conditions for yourself. Don't rely on what you see others doing or what they tell you. River mouths and other places where river or lake currents may be located are often places of unstable ice. Reservoirs with changing water levels also require great caution. Frozen bodies of water should be checked very carefully before braving the ice. While there is no perfectly reliable method to determine if ice is safe, you can use a spud, needle bar, or auger to test the thickness and quality of ice. Keep in mind that warm spells as brief as one day may weaken the ice, Hagee said. Melting ice during the day only partially refreezes at night, creating a thin layer of unstable ice. The DNR suggests wearing a buoyant fishing jacket or snowmobile suit. Additionally, wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket as the outermost layer of clothing, and have a pair of ice picks and a whistle clipped to your chest. Nobody plans to fall through the ice, but you should be prepared in case it happens, Hagee said. If you fall through the ice, the most important thing is to remain calm and return in the direction you came from. Return to the ice where you broke through, and pull yourself out of the water, rolling onto the ice. Don't try to stand. Instead, crawl to help distribute your weight until you feel you're safely away from the weak spot. Seek help immediately to prevent hypothermia. Additional ice safety tips include: if there's ice on the lake but water around the shoreline, use extra caution. If you are visiting a new area, ask locals at bait shops, restaurants, or stores about ice conditions, but always check conditions for yourself before going onto the ice. If you're walking on the ice, wear a pair of ice cleats to help with traction. Wear bright colors to increase your visibility. White clothing and gear are difficult to see. Use the buddy system and tell someone who is staying on shore where you will be and when you plan to return. If you're operating a snowmobile or off-road vehicle, ride in a staggered line. This makes it easier to maneuver in case a rider ahead of you breaks through the ice. Ice picks are inexpensive insurance, a great purchase or gift for anyone who ventures onto ice-covered bodies of water, Hagee added. For more information, visit michigan.gov/icesafety. For snowmobile safety tips, go to michigan.gov/rideright.